Paul Foreman on the telephone with us from Austin, Texas. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Chris. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I'm glad you're back with us. In fact, you spent many years here in the Bay Area.
Yes, and I still get out there every chance I get, especially in the wintertime.
Why, especially in the wintertime?
Well, this winter is something special. I'm running for Congress here in a gerrymandered district that runs from Austin down to Houston. The Republicans were really out to destroy Lori Doggett, our great congressman, and he is now in a district that runs from Austin all the way to Brownsville on the Rio Grande. And his old district runs from North Austin all the way down to the Houston suburbs and several rural counties in between. And December the 29th, next Thursday, I'll be at the home of Linda Mayo at 1732 Berkeley Way. There's a big fundraiser for me for running for Congress in Texas. My opponent's Mike McCall, and the Republican who's there now, and he ran unopposed last time, and he's married into the Clear Channel Communications fortune. So I can't beat him with money, Chris. I'll have to beat him with votes. And one way to do that is to make my campaign a national campaign against Tom DeLay and Tom DeLay's machine here in Texas.
Now,
so
my
question is, as I said earlier
when I was introducing this whole notion of talking to you, that you had obviously moved to Texas and lost your mind. I mean, you're a poet. Actually, you're from Texas. You ran a press for a long time. You're internationally known. Why are you running for Congress?
Well, it's the nature of the times. I see the assault in Washington as assault on our whole constitutional form of government, Chris. I'm working on a paper about the fraud of the Bush regime, and fraud defined in the OED as criminal deception. And, of course, John Conyers and other people are pressing for a censure of all the spying, illegal spying, and so on. And Bush doesn't seem to get it. He's just totally unaware that he's not only breaking the law, but doesn't know the law. He's sworn to uphold the Constitution. I don't think he's ever read it through all the way through once. Let me read you a couple of poems that came out of my Berkeley years.
Cool.
On the Vietnam War. One is called What Is It to Be Poor? And it's an expression of America as a whole, which I think is still true. A visitor to the shores of America might think he'd found the land of plenty. Yet, America, you're poor. Your poverty is a great shadow that stretches out its hand, grasping in spasms for the rest of the earth. Your Americans have homes, but no land. You have automobiles, but no land. You go down to the sea in great ships, but return to no land. You have factories, great combines to cut your wheat, but no land. Your thick lids open, you peer out in drunken stupor through office windows, through car windshields, but see no land. Yet you're great, America, when you cough, the spine of the Andes quakes. I do not deny you thews and sinews. You clench your fist, and 1,000 peasants die a sordid death in Asia. You stomp your foot, and your ruling puppets throw another 100,000 people into the maw of your money changers to grind for coin in the jaws of your bankers. Your missiles and planes are your arrows, stretched taut on the bow of war. Yet the string is pulled by no hand. The poverty that grips your bowels, the fear you appear unlovely to the world, is some indifference of your destruction. But your ears are plugged. You shrug and go the way of a body with no soul. That's just one, Chris. That's maybe a little
dear
heavy
me.
For your readers, but you've got some intelligent listeners there, so I hope they caught all that.
This is Paul Foreman reading to us on the telephone from Austin, Texas, where he is running for U.S. Congress. And this poem, while written, as you mentioned, about Vietnam...
It's relevant today, isn't it?
Duh. It's scary how many things. There's, you know, Watergate, now they're calling this thing Snoopgate.
Right.
So tell me, you're going to be in town, and you mentioned that you've got your friends with you, Utah Phillips, which there goes the neighborhood.
He and I have performed together several times. He and Arlo Guthrie, I'm pretty sure, will both be doing major benefits for me here in Austin and hopefully Houston, too, during the race, probably late spring, early summer. And he and I go way back. When I was in California in 76, Jim Hightower, my great friend here, managed the national campaign of Fred Harris for president, and I was a statewide coordinator there in California, along with Peter Barnes and Eleanor Lee and some other fine people. And we had back then Utah and Arlo doing benefits for us. And I've stayed friends. I'll be meeting with Kathy Guthrie, Arlo's daughter, on the 26th, and she'll work on her dad. But I know they would like to perform together, and my campaign will be a good excuse. I read my poems with folk musicians in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, too. And a long poem of mine, Chris, will be available at this fundraiser Thursday night. It's called Karl Rove versus Karl Marx. And it's already been filmed for production on Rome Television. But we'll have a DVD of that available, a film performance of me reading it, and a DVD of me with Utah Phillips and John McCutcheon and other folk singers up at Nevada City a year ago.
Okay, so Paul, tell us the details. First of all, how do we get more? When is this event? How do we get more information about
it
and your campaign?
7:30, Thursday night, December the 29th, at 1732 Berkeley Way. One good friend, Mal Warwick from way back, will be there, and he's an expert at streamlining the web, so he'll have my website out there all over for all of the real active progressive groups all around the whole country. And Eleanor Lee is my contact there, and Linda Mayo. Let's see, a telephone number there you could call would be 841-9420.
Okay, and that's in the 510.
Right.
841-9420. How about a website, anything?
Yeah, I have a website. It's a little hard to get hold of now. I'm not an expert on the web, but if you Google these words, TechZen, run together, TechZen.biz, Google that, and then just click on Paul Forman for Congress at the bottom of the page.
All right, and good luck to you. We'll be watching, and it's important that we take these folks on.
Take care.
You too.